Okay, Sim and Sadi, we start with, I mean, we continue with what you have to do on Shabbos or what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, meaning what, as it pertains to talking and writing, whatever, reading. And then we start with Amirul Akum, what you're allowed to ask a goy, what you're not allowed to ask a goy. So, hey, so Sifkoton, hey, Midr Sif Cheftzacha. So we said yesterday, "Mimtzoi chefzecha v'daber dover" is what the pasuk said. So it says, "Midichsiv chefzecha lamdu rabbeinu de'ena nasuran el chefzei ha'adam." The only thing that's also is things that a person wants. So chefzei shemayim you're allowed to do chefzei shemayim. Lefikach machshichin al atchum mishum tzarchi mitzvah. You're allowed to. You can go to the tchum and wait there. We said yesterday, you're not allowed to go to the tchum and wait there, so you can get to your destination faster. But if you're doing it for a mitzvah, then it'll be okay. You're allowed to go to meetings, etc., that it's going to apply to the public. Going Leilich L'Shultan in order to be able to go to the rulers or the Beis Vadasorim or to the politicians, the Dabar Bishulam to go speak for the community so that you'd be able to do on Shabbos. Shetzarchi anything for the public is considered like it's v'shamayim. You're allowed to go speak to a teacher, whether he'll agree to teach him, or even if it's not for Torah, even if it's just to teach him a trade. It's also a mitzvah to teach your kid a trade, which would be come as a shock to people in today's society, but it is a mitzvah. Because if he's not going to have a job to support himself, he lost him as a brias, and he's going to be stealing from brias. Shabbos, but you're not allowed to rent out the teacher on Shabbos. Because renting is a shvus gomer, meaning that's a legitimate isadurabonon. You can't do business on Shabbos. And we don't allow that even for a mitzvah. Only what's not also mitzvah that is mutter for a mitzvah. Shabbos, and you're allowed to call out about a lost object on Shabbos. Shabbos so it's because the Shabbos aveda is a mitzvah, even though it's a money thing, right? But it's still allowed because it's a mitzvah. So anything for mitzvah, that's why we do appeals and fundraisers, et cetera, that all could be done on Shabbos because it's a mitzvah. Transactions can't be done on Shabbos. So it says only to speak things. Only speaking is also, but thinking about business is mutter. Here about sock of mutter, it's mutter for you to think about your business. And we call makom mishum einik Shabbos mitzvah shaloyachshav behem klal. For einik Shabbos, it's a mitzvah not to think about your business at all. Ve'ein of kilu kol malachta yasuya, and you should approach Shabbos. You should think that as all your work is done. You should work for 6 days and do all your work. What does it mean that you do all of your work? You can't accomplish all of your work in 1 week. A person should look or approach at every Shabbos as if he's retired, has done his work, is done. And there's no bigger enjoyment than that, than hitting retirement. Right? That's the goal of every American, to hit retirement. So every Shabbos, you should look at it, oh, I'm retired, I'm done, my business is over. And then you'll have Einik Shabbos. Certainly, you shouldn't think about things that will cause you tirda or fear. Fine. Zayin. You're allowed to tell a worker, it's a question. You ask him a question. Does it seem to you that you're going to be able to stand with me tonight? Which is self-understood that you want him to come to you tonight. Even though he understands that you're that your plan is that you're going to use him, you're hiring him that night. Where they only asked it something that's to say something straight out. But it don't say to him, you should be prepared to be with me tonight, because that's a command. That's like telling him immediately that you want to rent him. Common question is people that are running out right after Shabbos, so they want to have a guy pick them up right after Shabbos. So on Friday, they ask and they arrange that the guy should be by them Shabbos, right after Shabbos. I don't see why that should be a problem, because they're worried that the guy has to drive on Shabbos in order to get to them, right? But that's the guy's working for himself. He doesn't, he decides to drive to Shabbos. He could sit by your house from Friday afternoon if he so chooses. He doesn't want to, so he's working for himself. Fine. Let's say you hired a worker to watch something for you. Also, lapoyel likach schar Shabbos b'nei atzmei is also for the worker to take any schar Shabbos. Avalim hayu musur l'shvua, meaning you cannot go work on Shabbos specifically, right? Avalim hayu musur l'shvua, if you rent it out for a week, ay l'chaydash or a month, mutalito b'avla, you could take it as an absorbent in a gam schar Shabbos, also schar Shabbos. Okay, test. Also, lita matana l'chaveira eladavar shul l'tzarich Shabbos. It is also to give a matana to your friend. It's also a very common question. A lot of misunderstanding with this. You're not allowed to give your friend a matana on Shabbos eladavar shul l'tzarich Shabbos unless it's something that's for tzarich Shabbos. So people always say, "Oh, I can't bring a bottle of wine for a meal, or I can't bring chocolates, etc., etc." Sure, you can. Even flowers. The question is, can you put the flowers in the water? But even flowers, as long as it's a tzarech for Shabbos, then that's fine. Doesn't mean they have to use it that Shabbos, but as long as it's a tzarech Shabbos, giving a present is fine. You can't give collateral to your friend. Unless it's a tzarech mitzvah, well, it's a tzarech Shabbos. Meaning, you want to borrow something from your friend, and your friend, you know, is afraid he's never going to get it back. So you tell him, I'm going to give you my good bottle of wine that I don't want to give up. And you, as long as you don't say it's for collateral, then it's fine. But lo yomer lo heilech mashkan, you don't tell him, here's the collateral. Ela nois and stam, and then it's self-understood what's going on there, because you don't want to say it beferish. Yud, shtari hadiotis. Here we go. This is the rough one. So shtari hadiotis, which means documents of minors. It's documents about loans and calculations, and just letters of, you know, to saying hello. Also, you're not allowed to look at them even if you don't read them with your mouth. Even though all you're doing is thinking, which we already said that you're allowed to think about weekday things. However, it's still awesome. And they only said that thinking about weekday activities, that's only when it's not recognizable that you're thinking about forbidden, you know, things that are forbidden on Shabbos. But here, when you're reading a letter or a book or anything like that, it's clear that you're looking at something that's not meant to be done on Shabbos, and then it goes into the category of Mimtzeh Cheftzecha, and you're not allowed to do that. Somebody, if you get a letter and you don't know what it says in there, then you're allowed to look at it. Now, this will not apply nowadays. It could be that the guy sent you a letter to tell you, like, watch out, there's an army headed in your direction or something like that. But even when he does that, he should not read it with his mouth. All right. And if you know that that letter is only for business, then you can't even look at it. And because you're not allowed to read it, so it's also muksa. Continuing on that note, so then Yud Aleph, tavla. You have a wall or a tablet. That it has on it pictures, right? Portraitin is in parentheses. Portraits of Kosov Tafte and Zutsuras Pliny with Zuduke and Pliny, sort of like you see in the newspapers. You know, this is this one doing this, that one doing that. Also, Likras Ksavze b'Shabbos. It is also to read the captions under a picture on Shabbos. A few lion by Beloy Kriya also, even just to look at it without actually reading is also. Right? That's a big problem because you knock out a lot of newspapers with this. V'chein Sifrei Melchamos. Same thing with war stories. And history books about the world, meaning not Jewish history. Melitzas and Mashalim. Melitzas and Mashalim is like novels and stuff like Shalsicha Schulim, you're going to say for Emmanuel. And of course, romance novels. Also, the cross, it doesn't obviously, I mean romance, that's the Teich. It means, you know, just the novels about stupidity. So also the cross of Shabbos, you're not allowed to read them on Shabbos. If you lie in Ben Beli Kriya Bepiv, even to look at them without mouthing it, is also. Ba'af b'chol also, and that some of them are even also even during the week. Mishum Moshav Leitzim, because of Moshav Leitzim, you're sitting with people that make Litzonis, which basically Moshav Leitzim means. If you, that you're just wasting your time, that's what it means. And this is even if it's written in Lashon Kodesh. Reading Divrei Cheshek causes you to have a Yetzirah. How will I send Sifrei Divrei Hayomim? But the Sifrei Divrei Hayomim Sheyatzman in Yoni Musar v'Yerushamayim. You have history books that will teach you Musar and how to fear God. Could go and say for Yosefus, about like the history book called Josephus. Then afilu ksubim b'lashon laz. Then even if they're written in a foreign language, mutal lekrosim afilu b'Shabbos, you're allowed to read on Shabbos. And mikomokam ein roig laharbas bem. Even so, you shouldn't read. You shouldn't read it a lot. So bottom line is, what is the heter for everybody in the world? Kimat reading newspapers, magazines on Shabbos. See, there's no heter brought over here. Ads are an issue, and even not even the articles are an issue. So basically, there's a Mogen Avraham that says he's a das yachid on this, but there's a Mogen Avraham. It's not even on this siman Shulchan Aruch. It's on a different siman Shulchan Aruch, who basically says that if it's something that you enjoy, so that's einik Shabbos, so then it's allowed. We don't really rely on this. I mean, we are relying on it, but it's not the whole thing is not simple. So most definitely better not to read anything on Shabbos. Yudbeis. Also, limdad b'Shabbos is a davar. You're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. Imhu l'tzayrich. If it's necessary. Ela imkein hu l'tzayrich mitzvah, unless it's a tzayrich mitzvah. So what you do is you don't measure exact, and then it's okay. Yud gimel makim pseida, in a case of loss, mutu l'dabar tzrochav, beinim yisrael, beinim ha'akam. Let's say, something's happening, and you're. Let's say somebody calls you and says, you know, the stock market. Well, it's not usually open on Shabbos, but the crypto market's tanking. You better consider getting out. So now, since that's a major loss, you're allowed to discuss it with the person, see what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. This is the place where the price can bring. The kitzur doesn't bring it, but the price can bring. In this case, you say nishtav Shabbos geret, meaning this is not something we're supposed to speak about on Yom Tov, to act as like a reminder, and then you speak about it. As far as I know, that's the only scenario of speaking about nishtav Shabbos geret, and then that allows you to speak. It's only when you're going to take a loss, and you're having the conversation in order to prevent the loss. Now we start. That's the end of, you know, non-Shabbos dik activities. Now Yudalit starts with Amir Lakum. So Kol Dover, so Yisrael Asa Lasoisoi, Asa Lamir Lakum Lasoisoi. Anything that it's Asur for a Yid to do, he is not allowed to tell the guy to do it to him. Amir Lakum Havi Shvus, telling a guy to do Malacha for you is a Shvus. Shvus means from the word Shabbos, it means it's a Issa Darabona to make sure Shabbos looks proper. And even just to hint, this is probably the biggest misunderstanding of Shabbos. People think that you're allowed to hint to a guy to do things for you on Shabbos. That's absolutely not the case. There are scenarios where you're allowed to hint, but not, just to hint whatever you want is absolutely not allowed. Even if you want to tell him before Shabbos, do something to you on Shabbos, it is aser. So you can't tell a guy to come knock on your door to tell you the score of the Knick game on a Friday night, amongst other things. You can't ask a guy on Shabbos to do something to you after Shabbos. That's not because of a shus. Keeping the malacha nasis b'shas heter, since the malacha is being done during the week. Right? It's also because you're not allowed to talk about weekday activities on Shabbos. It's a tzarech mitzvah, then it would be mutter. I think that's it, right? That's what we're, Okay, there's a lot of important information in tonight's kitzer. So hope everybody can try and keep these halachas. They're not easy. All right, everybody should have a fine night, and we should hear Basuras Tovas.